모르겠네. The Parsha of Bahar deals almost exclusively with the issues of Shmita and Yovel, subjects which I'm sure are going to be explored in great detail with the forthcoming Shmita year. In the Parsha of Yovel, there's a short digression that I think requires exploration, hence the title of the Shir. Vishnasa Yovel Hazoi, Toshuvu Ishalakhazoi, in this Yovel year, each person shall return to his ancestral holding. And that's after prescribing the outline of the Yovel laws. Then it goes on to describe how that really the land is on kind of leasehold, and this means that the sale value of the land will be worked out depending on the number of years remaining until the forthcoming Yovel year. If you sell something to your friend or economy al Misech or acquired Al Toynu Ish Es Ochiv. One person should not swindle, not cheat another person, because Aaron in Sifor say, Rashi quotes it, this is a nice moment. This refers to monetary cheating. Don't cheat people financially. Then it goes back, the Nisbosh and the Machai Yovel, according to the number of the years after the Yovel. The simple contextual explanation would be that you have to have an honest sale price for the land based on the number of years that are remaining. It's nothing to do anymore with the actual land value, because the value to the purchaser is going to be contingent on how many years you can use it for. He might have to return it in 3 years, you have to make an honest sale price. But it is curious that this mitzvah, the mitzvah of onos momon, of cheating people financially, is mentioned in this context, and as Rashi just points out, this is a general prohibition against cheating. And it refers how, that then continues to explain how you have to reduce the price depending on the number of years remaining until the Yovel. Then in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Lo Sonu V'lo Sonu Ish Es Amisoi, a person should not cheat his friend, V'yorei Sonei Elokecho, and you shall fear your God, Ki Ani Asher Elokechem, for I am the Lord your God. And you shall perform my statutes, and my social, and you shall do my social laws and perform them, Vishabta Malaris of Etacham, and live on the land in security. And it's well known that Chazal also, Rashi quotes this too, that the second appearance here, the Lo Soinuish Es Amisoi, refers to verbal cheating, refers to kind of giving people bad advice, which will, as it were, cheat them out of things, and it's not direct cheating in quite the same way. And so, it's a bit peculiar that that the rules of cheating, the prohibition of cheating people, appears in the context of Yovel. Why is this one of the basic principles of business ethics? Why does that appear in the context of the din of Yovel? That is the proposal for discussion this morning. And the extent of the prohibition of cheating is quite broad. Apart from cheating people financially, we have onos devorim, which is understood to be a reference to the second occurrence. Ketzav, it's well known. It's brought in many sources. Here it is in the Sifra in the Parsha. Here, Ketzav, how is onos devorim? What is it? Imoy bal tshuva, if it's a bal tshuva, leyom lo zechor ma'asecho rishoyim, don't remind him of how he used to behave. Ma'ayuv imhoy ben geirim, if he is descended from convert, leyom lo zechor ma'asecho rishoyim, don't remind him of the behaviour of his ancestors, and so on and so on. And etc. All kinds of bad things will happen to people who do this, and so on. And additionally, you have an opportunity to give persons bad advice, which will accrue benefit to you, then you have to not give people advice of this sort. I'll spare you the various details. So, first of all, it's worth considering, what is the reason for not cheating people? It seems to be self-evident. It's one of those things you would expect the Sefer HaKlis to say, Yodua. Because there's so many times, Yodua, it's obvious, self-evident, known to any thinking person, that this is the reason why this is prohibited. Don't quite say that. The Chinuch in Shin Lamed Zion, he does say mitzvah yodua, it's known, obvious, but then he goes on to explain. Yodavashah seichel meid olov. The seichel indicates this to a person. Any thinking person will work this out for themselves. There are many mitzvahs which a person will not work out himself, but here one will work it out oneself. It is the lo nichtov din hu shichtov. And had it not been written, it would have to be written. it finds it essential to any worldly couple's mundane ogam derech shekel tarmis, because it's not correct to take someone's money using dishonest means. Elakol erchod yisker omoloi. Each person, this is going to be crucial, I think, to our understanding and how eventually we'll relate it to yoga and understand why it appears in the context of this mitzvah. Kol erchod yisker omoloi v'mashi konu halakim v'alomoi v'emes of Yosha. Each person should merit through his own efforts that which God has given him with grace in his world, with truth and with integrity. That's the explanation. For some other, it's an understanding and acknowledgement of what God has given one in this world. There is a purpose and a function in each person. Then he goes on to explain, well, if you'll get cheated back and this causes breakdown in society. There are two parts to the explanation, really. One is that it is pragmatically destructive to society. If cheating becomes prevalent, you can't run a society. I cheat you, you cheat me. And he says, even if I'm better at cheating than you are, then you know what will happen is the person who cheated, his kids will be better at cheating than you are, and they'll come and cheat you back, and you have a complete societal breakdown. Society can only function where a person's word is their word, when they behave in a way that is honest and predictable. Okay, it's impossible to run society in that way. But this first thing is the person has to be comfortable through his efforts, what God has given him in grace in the world, through truth and integrity. That's a slightly better conceptual explanation, but his relationship to our Kodesh Baruch Hu is somehow other indicated through this prohibition, the prohibition of Omos Momon. Now, there's a Tanchuma, it's actually the first Tanchuma in the Parsha, and it refers, interestingly, to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, and the reason it refers to Avram Avinu is because of the word Kinyan that appears with respect to Avram. I'll read part of it. V'chi simchum kol am yisecho, no miyav am yisecho, alto no ish, etc. One should not cheat people when making purchases. So, what's this about? People should not cheat each other. Why? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is related to Gemara Rosh Hashanah, which I think we'll see in a minute. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sh'af Ani Chati Ha'olam Kudo LaAvraham. I, as it were, sold the entire world to Avraham Avinu, V'loi Meiti Oisoi, and I didn't cheat him. I gave him the whole world. I gave him the opportunity to run the world, experience the world, utilize the resources of the world, and I didn't cheat him. Zara Hikna Oisoi Ali. And you know what he did? Avraham received it, and when he gave it back to me, he attributed it to me through his statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is in Parshas Lech Lecha, is Koine Shomayim Va'oret, is the one who the created and acquired are really closely related. He is the one that God acquires heaven and earth, acquires through the actions of human beings. Emosai, when does this process take place? The Shasha Shoma Avram Mitzvah Soshala Kodesh Baruch Hu. When Avram observes Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, Asher Nitna Torah Yisrael, even before the Torah was given to the Jewish people, Avraham observed these mitzvahs, and by observing the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somehow or other, he is makneh the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God gave it to him, and he gives it back. And that's the reason why you shouldn't cheat people. That's what the Medrash says. Why don't you do this? Because this is the way I conduct myself. Now, at a very basic level, we are exhorted to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole lach of the chov, one has to walk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. So if it is how God behaves, then we have to behave in the same way. It's a basic principle, and it is elaborated on in the Derech HaShem and the Ramchal, that human beings are the recipients of the divine gifts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is definitionally incapable or unable to receive anything from us because he is perfect. If he were not perfect, then we could give him things, but given that he is perfect, he can't receive anything from us, because that would imply he didn't have it before. If he didn't have it before, then he wouldn't be perfect. It is a contradiction of the basic axiom of Emunah. And therefore the relationship between the Kodesh Baruch Hu is one, and the world is one way. He gives and we receive. We may not see it like that, it may not be described like that in the Torah, but then you have to get into more philosophical works, and Nevuchim and so on discuss this. We won't worry about that. If we are to be godly, then we have to emulate the divine. That means we have to behave as well, and therefore in general we say we have to be giving, we have to be altruistic, because that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu behaves. But in this context, if this is how God behaves, he is honest, then we have to be honest too. But there's a bit missing from the story, because the jump between don't be dishonest, don't cheat people in business, don't overcharge them, and all the things that the business ethics demand, and the word, you know, onor seems to imply, there seems to be kind of big jump between that, and God says, here's the world, and you use it, and I gave it to you honestly, and you know what you did by using the message, you gave it back to me. It's not really clear, at a first glance, what this means. So a little bit more of the measure of it further on, and he goes, there's a digression in which it discusses that Avram recognizes creator at the age of three. This is a familiar source, it appears in other places as well. Kivan Shorah Kodesh Baruch Hu Avram es ha-mitzvahs, when God saw that Avram found the mitzvahs very desirable, gifted him matan said that Elyonim Tatoi, he began enabled him to acquire them in the upper and lower world, meaning that Avram gradually is allowed to have more and more mitzvahs, and therefore more and more control over the world, and therefore more and more of the world, and he's giving back, as it were, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his energy, through his efforts. Baruch Avram Lekele Yoy Kone Shemayim V'Orech, and this is the Pasuk and so on. And having discussed the whole point, the whole thing, it says in the same way, as you have to behave, quotes in Pesukim V'Yemiyot, it's too long, I'm afraid to read the whole thing, you have to behave in a certain way, therefore you should not cheat other people. So we pause for a moment before looking at this Gemara Rosh Hashanah that I mentioned. One could make ask the following question. It sounds like a slightly happy course-ish question, but I think that it's not. The question is, why do you actually have to do any of the mitzvahs at all? Well, because 3,000 years ago, Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed his will on Har Sinai to our great-great-great-great Ham great grandfathers, and told them what they were supposed to do. So I can come along and I can say, well, that's very nice, but you know, why does that bind me to any kind of obligation at all? So the sources answer that question by saying, well, actually, our neshamas were there, which means that we were involved in this as well. I don't know anything about it, so I have no conscious, and that is not of my own volition. I can still argue back and say, well, that's very nice, but you know, I wasn't consulted, I didn't have an opportunity to say yes or no, and why am I bound by these rules? That in principle, you're suggesting that 3,000 odd years ago, my neshama, I don't know anything about it, my neshama was present and committed itself for all time, even though I didn't appear on the scene until, you know, a few years ago. So, an answer to this question, which I think really underlies all of these texts, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. All of the resources in the world, everything, whether it's the world itself, whether it's the air that we breathe, whether it's the resources that we use, whether it's the moments of our life, everything is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Absolutely everything belongs to him, and he, by his own kindness, chooses, for whatever reason, to allow us to use those resources. And therefore, he gives us instructions how to use those resources, as is entirely reasonable for the person who owns the resources. I allow you to use them because they're mine. I have the right to choose them, you can use them or not. And once I decide you can use them, I can give you parameters within which you can use them. That means that since everything belongs to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, this idea that Kodesh Baruch Hu owns everything, his Kone Shemayim V'Oretz, that gives the Kodesh Baruch Hu in principle the right, as it were, in regards to commas, the right, because he has the right to anything, the right to allocate the resources and to determine how those resources can be used. That means that if a person utilizes the resources of the world incorrectly, it's always a form of gezel. Always. Whether it's actually physically gezel or not, it is a type of theft. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says that on Shabbos you can't do certain activities. He has the right to decide that because the resources are his. And if you misuse those resources, you are stealing them. In just the same way, if I lend you something, and we agree conditions on how it to use, and use it outside those conditions, then you are stealing, because I did not allow you to use the resources in that way. Whether it's an issa, whether it's a failure to perform a mitzvah, say, All misuse is a type of me'ilah. Any misuse of the resources of the world is a misappropriation of the possessions of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore, in some sense, every aveira or every failure to perform a mitzvah saseh is a type of gezo. That's an answer which may be familiar, but you can see is very negaya to this. It's negaya to this. What is this medrash really saying? It's saying that Avraham was gradually given control and mastery of the resources of the world, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu could see that he would use everything as a means of bringing Kedusha, bringing an awareness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu into this world. There's another medrash I'm sure is familiar to you, which refers to the spiritual development of the world, its decline, and then its redevelopment. That you begin with Adam Arishon, he pushes the Shekhinah one level away, and then Cain pushes another level away, and so on and so forth. And so you get to the generation of Avraham Avinu, when the Shekhinah is pushed away into the seven heavens, and little by little, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and through the generations, until eventually, the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, actually at the opening of the Mishkan, Parsha Shemini, that's when the Shekhinah comes back into the world, and the process is reversed. That's of course part of the relationship between the Mishkan and Brias Olam. That's really another story. Now you see from this that Avraham's role in the world is to begin a process of using the world in the way it was supposed to be a forum for Gidui Tavoyi Shemayim, to bring a Kodesh Baruch into this world. Once a Kodesh Baruch begins to see that he will use his resources properly, then he gives him more and more. Eventually, as it says, I'll give him the entire world. I'll give it to him honestly. I will have him complete use of it. And what you see is what you get. Kodesh Baruch Hu definitionally is honest. It's impossible, right? Sadiq v'yosharu. It is impossible for anything to be any other way. And that means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu allocates the resources of Avraham Avinu, and what he's supposed to do with those resources is utilize them correctly within the rules in his generation. They're rules that he is not technically bound by, that he has acquired by some process. Again, that's another shir. What does it mean that Avraham Avinu kept the mitzvahs? But whatever it means, he observed the mitzvahs using those resources properly. And how does it, by using the resources properly, he says, you know what, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, all these resources are really yours. Boruch Lekel Elyoin Pinei Shemayim V'Oretz. That's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going on here. And you can see, actually, that this Gemara Moshe Shomet, Daf Lamed Aleph Omad Aleph, right near the end, Tanya Rebbe Yehuda Oyem Shemad Yekiva, Borishin Mayol Oyemrim, familiar, and what Tehillim do they say on day one, on Sunday, La'ashem Ha'oretz Umaroya, or the first act of the week, is to attribute everything in the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first act, if you like, the first statement of the week. Al-Shem Shukoyne V'Hikni V'Shomit V'Olomoy. He was Koyne, what was Koyne? Rashi says Shemayim V'Oretz. He acquires, but then his Hikni Tevel Yoshevon. He then gives over, causes the inhabitants of the world to acquire Koyne Kedei L'Haknois. He acquired it in order to make the to reverse the process, meaning in order for people to acquire it. Now, Rav Hirsch, writing in our Parsha, just a short piece, and then let's consider what we've got to. If we go back to the very foundation of all right of possession, we can find no other basis for the possession of property than God's dictum, but Kivshuha, to conquer the world, with which he, the original owner of the world, the Koine Shemayim V'Oretz, set man on the earth with the order master it, that is, to make it his own by exercising his power over it. So that what a man takes to himself out of the wild, from a virgin tract that has not yet been appropriated by any other, with the expressed or implied intention to make it his own, that by the expressed consent of the original owner becomes his. Meaning that he acquires the resources because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants him to, but what he supposed to do through the utilization of the resources is recognize that our Kodesh Baruch Hu owns everything. Then, in that regard, he emulates Avraham. He acquires the same rights as Avraham in the utilization of the resources. I've got a long excerpt here from an essay in the Mamakim, which is Divrei Torah for Moshe Shapiro, when he talks about this in great detail. Perhaps there'll be a chance to read one or two lines from it. But if we assess what we've achieved, then we can see the mitzvah of Oinah, the prohibition of cheating people, is much more than just a requirement to be honest. Much more a requirement to develop a society that will be functional, as in the second explanation of the chinuch. it takes us back to what he said at first, called Erchod Yiskabo Omore. Person will apply for his own actions, and understanding that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has allocated a particular set of resources to me. I can only acquire resources that he wishes me to use through honest actions. Just as Kodesh Baruch Hu was entirely honest with Avraham Avinu, he gave him what was right for him to have. He allowed him bit by bit, as he showed his ability to utilize the resources of the world, he allowed him more and more access to the world because he would use it properly and use it as an opportunity to ascribe ownership of the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us resources at different stages in our lives. We may have different resources. Some of us start rich and end up poor. Some of us start off poor and end up rich. Some people start off poor, are rich in the middle and end up poor again. Whatever it happens to be. And for sometimes it's a very, very difficult message to absorb. And the Rabbi Miller says, "Chai Lebroch," and I heard him say a number of times in Gateshead, that he says that when a person desires, he looks at the next door neighbour, and he says, "You know, the next door neighbour, I really quite like the look of his, and you can fit in his house, his car, his holiday, his wife, whatever it happens to be." And you desire those things that are what you have. Really, you don't actually like the next door neighbour. You don't want to be him. You're not asking to have been given his resources instead of yours. You're saying, "I like I who I am. I just want his resources." That is a profound disbelief that a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows who I am, knows what I need, and understands that the resources that he allocates to me are appropriate for my spiritual development. What underlies all this is a recognition that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives to each person what they need. That the world is his, and all the resources in it are his. And with that, we may return to a little bit of Moshe Shapira, but let's go back to our original question. The question is, why are these laws put in the context of Yovel? That was the original question. That's very nice. Expound on what is or not, why is it related to anything in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, how does it do with Avraham Avinu, but what's it got to do with Yovel? I would think now that the answer is obvious. Yovel is about returning the land to its original owners. It's about an awareness that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, at the most profound level, allocates the resources of the world. If you look in the Sifrei Kabbalah, which is probably a little bit outside at 8:50 on a weekday morning, if you look in from the Rabbeinu Bachman's explanation and other explanations of what Yovel is about, it's all about what I would call reset. It's all about returning things to their original physical and spiritual condition. Rabbeinu Bachman talks about the Yovel not just in terms of a 50-year cycle, but related to an entire cycle of creation in which the world goes through all the trials and tribulations of history and eventually is restored to a certain equilibrium which existed at the beginning. That's a Kabbalistic idea which I can't really pretend to explain properly, but at least can tell you about. Once you understand that Yovel is what happens is that we go through these cycles every 7 years. We acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the owner of the world, of the land. But a 50-year cycle is much more profound. The land itself, even if you've acquired it, even if you bought it, it reverts to its original ancestral owner. That's the key thing. That's the key theme. That's the motif of the Yovel. Toshuvu ish el achuz osoi. It's a realization that all of the resources in the world belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even the land that I've bought, it's only mine, it's not its misus, it's not in perpetuity, it doesn't belong to me indefinitely, the resources are allocated for me to use while HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes me to use them, forever how long or short it will be. And you can see now that the whole concept of Onor is the daily version of the concept of the Yovel. The Yovel, once in a while, is enormous fanfare, and all the Avodim go free, and there's a shofar, and there's the Yom Kippur, and there's this enormous celebration for those who are familiar and so on. All wonderful, but that's very nice. That happens once in 50 years. Where do we see that concept in a day-to-day past our lives? It's vital, this idea, that the misuse of resources in anywhere at all is a type of Gezel. And we exhibit our profound mistrust of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the deepest level if we do not treat people honestly, we do not emulate where HaKadosh Baruch Hu allocated the resources of Avraham Avinu. We see the Yovel concept in the prohibition of Onor in the basis of business ethics. And so we've answered, I think, our original question. Now, just there's a whole load of stuff here towards there isn't, which there isn't time to look at. Just a few more minutes. I'll read to you a little bit from the conclusion of this essay of the Divrei Torah of Moshe Shapira. Tam lemitzvos einov. Echod. Reason one. Mekivin shel Hashem for oretz umalor. As we saw, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything in it belongs to Him. Chol ma sheish la'odam hu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that we have belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umiyod yisrael ha'odam zarcha b'kinyan. Anything you acquire, I'm talking about by honest means, of course, by the means of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anything that one acquires, that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants one to have it, and that means presumably one needs it in order to perform one's tachlis in this world. It devolves upon a human being to observe the rules which are set by the true owner of the land. That is his explanation of why. Immediately after saying "V'lo soinu ish es ami soi," what does it say? "V'atisem es chukoi soi v'yes mishpot." You can tell after anything. Why is it telling us? It's explaining to you that, well, I make the rules. And once you understand that I make the rules, then you can't possibly be dishonest. Because the two things go hand in glove. It says, and how do you express that? "V'lo lochoinus b'nei odom achirim." If you understand, if you treat other people, you've clearly not absorbed the message that the College Board gives you those resources in that way. The two things go together in a way that may not have previously been obvious. And finally, he gives a second reason. Yes, okay, more so. Yesh Adam is naig b'derech she's naig HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person is supposed to be emulating the divine. What if I was speaking in another place, I would call imitatio Dei. Right? I still want to disappoint you, just so that the end of the case. So if Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hikner oretz le'avrei, just, and this is quoting that Medrash, it's a bit that, the Gemara, it's a kind of melding of the two sources, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the land to Avram with particular understanding, did not cheat him, you know what we understand now what that means. Kol ha-moichodov le'chaveiro, someone who sells something to another, yeshol limchor loy et ha-dovah b'li oinor, one should sell it without any kind of cheating, any kind of dishonesty, because by so doing, the transaction is straight, it's transparent, and therefore in every transaction, in every business dealing, one can sense an echo of the Yovel, and one can verify one's understanding that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the master of everything in this world. Have a good day.